That sounded great. So did you.
Thanks. Yes. Forgot to lower this. This looks like it's set for Reverend David's height. Building bridges. What a marvelous expression and intention that Unity Church of Lawrence affirms each week as part of our mission statement, building bridges. During the first 4 months of 2015, we are taking one section each month of our mission statement and looking at it and holding it in our consciousness and inviting the opportunity for it to expand in expression in the world. And this one, building bridges, I mean, it's just so easy to visualize, isn't it? You can clearly see a bridge of connection. Perhaps as you go through this month, you may want to be holding someone special in mind. Perhaps someone that you really want to connect with, someone that you really want to support, either face-to-face or just sending them that spiritual love energy. It can be an opportunity to build a new bridge of connection, or perhaps your vision can embrace seeing a very damaged bridge being healed. It could be a bridge, individual to individual, community to community. The building bridges expression came about when Reverend Sherry Schultz served here at Unity Church of Lawrence. Her tenure was from December 1996 until July of 2003. An important part of Reverend Sherry's legacy at UCOL and in the Lawrence, Kansas community itself was her effort to strengthen interfaith relationships among the city's clergy and its diverse religious traditions by working with others to form the Lawrence Ministerial Alliance, where she was a past president. Reverend Sherry Schultz and Rabbi Judith Beiner, the former spiritual leader of the Lawrence Jewish Community Center at Highland Avenue, organized the city's first interfaith Thanksgiving dinner, a multicultural event that went on for several years, I understand. When Reverend Sherry was writing back and forth to David and I as we were getting ready to prepare this series of talks on the mission statement, she writes, "The bridge building was about our desire to reach out as a community. Remember the AME event, the service of the Thanksgiving events with the Ministerial Alliance, the Martin Luther King services at KU, all significant experiences for this community." She goes on to say, "Thinking of UCOL brings a smile to my face." So still today, that reaching out to others, that building bridges is still very active in our consciousness here. Social activist, preacher, editor-in-chief of Sojourner magazine, named by Time magazine as one of the 50 faces of America's future, and a regular contributor to NPR, MSNBC, author Jim Wallace, in his book Faith Works, How to Live Your Beliefs and Ignite Positive Social Change, tells us the first and most important step in our spiritual journey and in transforming our lives is to get out of the house. Get out of the house. Can you say that with me? Get out of the house. So clear. That's a whole chapter he had on it. Get out of our neighborhood. Get out of our comfort zone, he goes on to. Whether we're called into a war zone, a woman's shelter, an urban church, he said it's the experience of engaging with a culture or people that don't have the same exact paradigm as us in the world. We have two experiences this coming weekend to get out of the house. The first one you already heard about, it's about serving at Link. At Link, we have the opportunity to show up as love and appreciation for people in the Lawrence community that are having sometimes a financial challenge or some other type of life challenge. And we can support them in this way by giving them nutritious food, by giving them our presence of love and light. Pat Phillips is a great organizer. I encourage you, if you've never volunteered before for this activity, just show up on Saturday. Pat will show you what to do. And what I felt so strongly about is I got so quiet about this activity for us. What do I invite you to do, whether you're serving there or not, if you would, for us? I want you to envision every person that we serve that day as someone sacred and special. Can you see them? Can you hold them in that light? Can you honor them with your love and your awareness and your appreciation for their soul on the earth? You know that they'll feel it. You know that you'll have that connection. You can do that as Unity Church of Lawrence. You can build that bridge. Another activity this Saturday, earlier that same day, is a seminar called Disabilities in the Faith Community. It's at the First United Methodist Church at their West Lawrence location. And there's more information. There's a flyer in the foyer and downstairs on the bulletin board. And they're going to be looking at attitudes and perceptions, physical access and facilities, mental health, cognitive and intellectual disabilities, transportation, hearing, sight, and sensory disabilities, and challenges for people in this community and how the faith community in Lawrence can serve those people that have a different experience than us in those areas. There are many ways to build a bridge. As long as we do not just sit back, become complacent, and think that someone else will do it. There's a Canadian band that just happens to be performing at the Sprint Center in Kansas City tomorrow evening, and they have something to say about overcoming complacency and making sure that we remember it's up to us to build that bridge to connect with another. Here's Nickelback.
One more depending on a prep, yet we all look away. People pretending everywhere, it's just another day. There's bullets flying through the air, and they still carry on. We watch it happen over there, and then just turn. Yeah.
together. We can stand together, and then we all win. It was in March of 2010. The House Committee on Homeland Security, under the leadership of Peter King, had announced that they were going to hold hearings. Hearings on the Islamic radicalization of America, with the implication that all Islamic people in the U.S. were being radicalized. Even though I found the representative obnoxious and did not agree with certainly his approach, I felt distance from the issue. After all, what could I do as an individual? But then, fortunately, as part of Unity of Loudoun County, we were part of the Loudoun Interfaith Bridges group, where David served as an officer. And that group organized and approached the faith communities and said, we are not going to just stand here and let this happen. We need to make known our consciousness, our preference for how this would be addressed in the world. I remember the evening we were sitting around the table, and it was in our home. I was not out of the house. It was in our home. We were sitting around the table and praying, you know, because we would take all our decisions into prayer as a board for the church. And we went into prayer, you know, is it ours to do to be part of this letter that's going out to this representative? And as we got quiet, I remember the opening in my consciousness. I remember the feeling of discrimination that the Islamic people were feeling in this country was the same exact thing that was in my DNA as a person of Irish descent when my ancestors came to this country. It was like, you know, when those things come out of nowhere, you're like, oh my gosh. You know, they all talk about how, you know, in science, we all have cells of people that lived eons ago. But there it was in the consciousness of my cells that once again there was this discrimination going on in our country. And certainly ours to do was to very much be part of this letter that would say, we, the undersigned lay and ordained faith leaders, members of Loudoun Interfaith Bridges, and United States citizens, want to register our deep concern about hearings into what you have described as Islamic radicalization of America. The letter went on to reflect our sadness at his approach, at our concerns for mutuality and respect, and concluded with the following: we believe there is a more positive way to deal with some of your concerns, and that we should seek opportunities for people to come together in a way that, out of the diversity of religious and ethnic traditions, explores those elements of justice and peace that we hold in common. Such an approach could plant the seeds of a genuine security that would model the United States as a homeland for everyone. Individually, I felt I could do nothing. But together, we could make this statement. Yes, they went on to have hearings, but we knew that we made it clear. We not only said aloud our beliefs, we put them into writing, and you know how that filters out into the consciousness of the world. And sometimes these things happen organically. Really quickly, another community, a small community in southern Arizona, in Tucson, Southside Presbyterian Church, their minister, Reverend John Fife, was approached by a lawyer, and he said that a coyote, the slang name for a human smuggler, had brought people from El Salvador across the border and had abandoned them in the desert. Half of them had already died. The other half had been picked up by the Border Patrol and were on the way to the hospital. As soon as they would recover, they would be deported. as this lawyer started to engage with these people, he realized that what their fear was going back to El Salvador. They were considered political prisoners because of all the death squads in that country and the people that were opposing the military regime. Those are the people that were being murdered. They were trying to find refuge. This small church began to pray. That was their very first step. They held a weekly prayer vigil. Then they were guided to begin to raise money to bail people out of detention and help them relocate. Then they were guided to get to know the refugee families better. And as they got to know them, people from outside their church, doctors, lawyers, other professionals in the community were engaged in getting to know these families. After 2 years, they started to create an underground railroad for the fleeing refugees from the Central American Civil Wars. That little church became deeply engaged in sheltering refugees from El Salvador and Guatemala. John Fife went on to co-found the Sanctuary Movement in the United States that has organized over 500 churches to help refugees cross the border and find sanctuary in the U.S. A small group together can make a difference. A small group can build a bridge. It all began for that community with the words of inspiration when their minister was called to make a decision whether or not he was going to participate or not. And he said he heard the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, inviting us into connection. And the words are, "I was a stranger and you took me in." That moment of inspiration transformed the minister, the community, the lives of all the people that they've helped over the years. So this morning we've mainly been looking at building bridges as a physical activity, an earthly activity. But I also want to make sure we look at building bridges as spiritual bridges. At Unity Church of Lawrence, we certainly understand spiritual consciousness and our role in being that light and love in the universe, of our ability to connect with each other. Namaste, we say. I behold the divine in you. I behold the divine in me. We can connect spirit to spirit. Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore made it clear that Jesus was her prayer partner, both together affirming the truth of the situation. So together they would hold to the truth. She envisioned this. And together they would affirm the divine truth of whomever they were holding in their consciousness, holding in prayer. They would build a bridge together. We can do that when we pray, when we go into meditation, when we reach out to another. I invite you today, as we're going to begin our time of meditation, if you want to start the meditation recording back there, I invite you just to start to get still in your seats, and Jessica and Jay, Jessica's coming up. Okay, let us just go quietly into this time. In meditation here at Unity, there's a time of words, a time of music, a time of silence. And I invite you during this time to hold in mind a person, someone that you want to build a bridge with, a bridge of love, of support. Again, it could be a new bridge, it could be repairing a bridge. I encourage you not to see the physical body of the person, but envision your divine nature communicating with their divine nature, seeing that person whole and complete in spirit. Feel that bridge of connection. And if you'd like to join in the singing, the words are in your bulletin for spirit chant to partake us into meditation.